Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Are you making full use of your savings? Think of the times you've yearned for better returns. After real inflation, which is now close to 8%, taxes, etc., are you even making a profit? With food, clothing, and rent all more than doubling over the last 10 years, you need to do something different. Gambling on stocks might lose you a lot. And of course, wouldn't it be great to retire stress-free? A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold just might be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. These coins were around when an ounce of silver was worth an actual dollar. An 1893 example in mint condition is now worth around $3,250. This is the power of long-term precious metals investing. So get in touch with the experts at Noble Gold and talk through your options today. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
You know, you have these things floating around inside of you. You just have to walk under the wrong piece of equipment at the right time of day when they want to cause a problem in an area. And if you're vaccinated, you're going to have one of these problems.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. The Russia-Ukraine crisis. Canada's prime minister claims emergency power. Just because the world is in chaos doesn't mean your finances should be. Invest in cryptocurrency with mydigitalmoney.com. You can buy and sell crypto in your crypto IRA to enjoy tax advantages or trade in cash. No need for multiple platforms. All your crypto investing needs in one platform. MyDigitalMoney.com also has U.S.-based phone support. You can call MyDigitalMoney.com for help or any questions, and you'll get a real live human being to talk to right here in the United States. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com. That's MyDigitalMoney.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here. I have quite a panel assembled to talk about some very, very important topics today. And the main one, friends, is that 5G is definitely related to the pandemic, and the 5G grid is a much bigger issue than even we originally thought. Now, I want to start today by introducing my guests, and then I'm going to do a brief news roundup that is 100% related to the topic at hand today. First, Dr. Pete Chambers is back. How are you, Doc?
Doing good, sir. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you, sir. And Todd Callender, our lawyer friend. Hi, Todd.
Yeah, nice to see you, Sean.
Joining Todd in that office there is his researcher friend, the tech researcher, Nick Winters. Hi, Nick.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone.
Thanks for coming on. We also have on the line John Lukacs. He's a medical researcher. Can you hear us, John?
Yep, sure can.
All right. Thanks for joining us, gentlemen. I want to do a screen share here. I think this is pertinent because, again, the attack on free speech and the censorship remains out of control. Now, these guys, the Full Send podcast, the Full Send YouTube channel, did an interview with Donald J. Trump. It got 5 million views in 24 hours. And guess what happened?
So 5 million views in 24 hours. YouTube has just deleted our Trump podcast episode. Trump was right. Trump was right.
Trump predicted in that interview that YouTube would nuke the interview, and they did. Here's another news roundup. Very, very important, because as they continue to parrot the need for the safe and effective vaccines, here's the real truth of what's happening to those who take the mRNA experimental biological agent. This information comes from the UK Vax Surveillance Report, week 10. Listen to this.
This is the appalling figure. The one that should have you running to your TV, running to whatever, and screaming, why weren't we told this? Why are we not being told this now? In Britain this week, almost 3,000 deaths from the Kung Flu, or with the Kung Flu. But I'm using the data that the government's been using all along. Unvaccinated, 287, very low figure, 9.7%. Vaccinated, 2,656, 90.3%. The deaths in vaccinated are over 925% higher than unvaccinated. We're nearing 1,000% higher, and yet the vaccine works. The vaccine is perfect.
I'm going to pause it there. Guys, it's never been more clear. Michael Yeadon and other whistleblowers are right. This thing is a bioweapon. So I would really like Dr. Pete Chambers at some point in this interview to explain to me why the Biden administration is forcing men and women out of the military if they don't take this experimental gene therapy that's killing people. All right, the last news roundup item, and it's completely pertinent to this conversation. This was just released the other day by La Quinta Columna. Friends, if you don't think that 5G and these smartphones are weapons to be used against us, well, watch this.
Pues estabilizan, pero vamos a entrar, por ejemplo, en un canal, en La Quinta Columna, y a ver cuánto nos radia cuando vemos ese programa. Vale, ya nos está alertando de que...
Bueno, eso es una barbaridad. Es como si tuvieras el...
Guys, forgive the subtitles there. The gist of this is that when you watch content that does not threaten the powers that be, your cell phone operates normally. Evidently, when you watch La Quinta Columna research and information, videos that they don't want you to watch, the radiation levels go off the charts. They want to bake you. They want to cook you alive. Guys, I'm coming back to you. The kill grid, I think, is far, far more sweeping than we could have ever guessed, Todd.
That's exactly what we've come to find. I brought in Dr. Chambers, who, aside from being a medical doctor, he also happens to be a lieutenant colonel in the Army and a Green Beret, who has been injured, you know, both in battle and thereafter. Twice now, he's suffered a separate injury that seems to be related to 5G or perhaps even prior generations. 5G is just a name for generations relating to this electronic warfare that we're talking about, and that's what it is. Dr. Chambers was also recently testifying yesterday, as a matter of fact, in the COVID vaccine cases. This one in particular was out of the Federal District Court in Florida, and I don't want to get too far into it. However, one important part is that he was able to get the military's DMED database actually into evidence. You might remember Tom Rentz talked about that on Capitol Hill with Senator Johnson. And all of that was great, except the fact that it didn't count. Right? It wasn't in a court proceeding. Now it's actually in a court proceeding. Thanks to Dr. Chambers, we can chase that down. My point in telling you that is that this is not in a vacuum. It's not one thing or the other. It's a combination of things when we talk about the war that it exists, whether that's in Ukraine that has to do with bioweapons, whether that's here, our own shots, and in fact, the COVID bug itself. And then on top of that, we've come to find that it relates, it interrelates to what's happening in the 5G world, the electronic world. So we've also got some other people here that actually took the time to learn these kinds of things, the technical parts of it, as it relates to the apparatus that seems designed to kill us, to microwave us, or what did you call it, cook us.
Yeah. Yeah, I know we're going to lose Nick Winters here in about 10 minutes. Nick, did you want to weigh in on that La Quinta Columna clip or 5G or anything? That La Quinta Columna clip is really shocking. I mean, it's evidence that they can directly harm people who don't want to digest the official talking points and the official narratives. And it blows me away. Your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that they never try to hide any of this. So you can go into the U.S. patents. And in front of us, I've got over 100 different U.S. patents that relate to this, whether it's a patent for subliminal messaging protection, method and device for producing a desired brain state, behavioral modification, device and method for estimating a mental decision, brainwave inducing system, therapeutic behavioral modification programs, compliance, monitoring, and feedback, subliminal message generator. I mean, all these, they're right there. They're in front of us. And they've been doing... Some of this dates back to, you know, the 70s and 80s. And, you know, more recently, there's some of this that has been coming out in 2019 and 2020. So we know that they have the capabilities. They've publicized it. So it's not really shocking. I guess it's just shocking that it's coming to the forefront and people are starting to realize it, which is a great thing. That video clip was terrific, and I hope to see more like that.
It leaves me speechless because the powers that ought not be are so aligned against even we, the people. I guess we should have known when under Obama, they dismantled the Smith-Mundt Act, allowing the government to use propaganda domestically against the people. We should have known what was coming because that's all this is. They will not let Trump speak. 5 million views, nuke it. John Lukacs, do you have any comments on this?
Not really. I pretty much divorced myself from all things political. I'm one of those guys that just doesn't get involved in it. I don't watch television. I don't listen to the radio. I'm in my books and my research and my theories and things that I'm writing. And I just find it pollutes my opinions.
Well, you don't have to get political, but I do want your technical analysis of this bigger picture here. 5G. It's really obvious now that these smartphones can be used as weapons. It's not just the 5G. It's not just the RF and the radiation coming from those towers. It's the smartphones in our pockets themselves.
Well, let me give you an idea of that. And before I get too far into this, let me just preface this by saying that, you know, I've been on the medical side of this doing back injury and research in that area for months, and I've got a book coming out that has been taking up all my time. So I haven't gotten through a lot of the papers that I've been collecting on this, but I do have, you know, some key points that nobody knows about. But as far as what the towers are, you know, if you look at the construct, the engineering here, these, to put it in perspective, a microwave oven is like a kilowatt, so it's 1,000 watts, okay? These towers, they have cables up, running up them, you know, 10, 20 different cables that carry with them a 300,000 watt max each, okay? So if you have 10 cables, one of these towers has a maximum of 3 megawatts of power, okay? And these cables are not carrying data. This is not fiber optics. This is powering, you know, the magnetron, basically. The FCC limits each array to 400 watts, right? But 1 watt from, say, your phone can travel 25 miles, okay? That's a thousandth of the stuff coming out of your microwave oven. What is concerning here is the modulation that is possible with the upgraded technology. They can dial this up, they can dial this back. My concern here is that the amount of just raw power is, you couldn't imagine it. You could literally cook an entire city if you just crank the dial up to 11 for 10 minutes. You'd roast like a Thanksgiving turkey. And these towers are everywhere, and there's multiple redundancies on all of them. The fact that they can modulate it isn't in question. I mean, you know, the settings are in the equipment. I haven't, you know, laid hands on these things, but I've seen a lot of guys talking about them. I've seen, you know, people doing demonstrations with them. There's a lot of speculation about some of the labeling that's in there, things that say COVID-19 on it and all that. What I can tell you that is, you know, more of a bombshell that, you know, I'm probably the first one that's gonna say it to you. It has to do with, you know, the vaccine contents, all the, you know, trace minerals and elements that are in there, and graphene oxide as kind of a base. You know, so like you go to the hardware store, you buy paint, you buy basically white paint, and then you take it to the counter, and the guy fixes up the color that you want by putting in a little bit of this, a little bit of that. All right, using graphene oxide as a base, you can make something. That's an entirely different animal chemically, like graphene hydroxide. There's no graphene hydroxide in these shots that I've ever heard anybody finding. What is possible, though, is if you irradiate a graphene oxide base and just happen to have some other trace elements floating around, you know, mineral salts, they will self-assemble and they can construct more graphene oxide, graphene hydroxide, a lot of the structures that you're seeing, all kinds of chemical structures. This is actually a manufacturing process. It was a technological breakthrough I came across reading trade papers. So it's well known. They used to have to, you know, go through some kind of furnace technique. It's like a process called exfoliation, where they strip off the one atom thick sheets of graphene you're always hearing about. But free flowing graphene in your system is, you know, very problematic. The body can't see it. It has no real defense against it. You know, glutathione will detoxify and take a lot of it out. But you get an accumulation here. The first thing that happens when a certain frequency of non-ionizing radiation, that's your salt tower radiation hits the accumulations in your body is it doesn't just dance around like you see on a lot of videos. It will multiply in physical mass as much as 30 times, and it will combine with whatever else is around and form up whatever that recipe is specifically designed to tell it to form. So if you want to take all the graphene oxide in your body and flip it into graphene hydroxide and flood your vasculature with little nano razor blades, as Andreas Nowak warned us about, that's how it's done. And so they're using this infrastructure to create things using the body as a manufacturing plant. It's just the substrate. So nobody's talking about this because it's not something that's in medical literature. It's not, I found it on a fluke. And I started putting this stuff together, and what's missing is the recipe book. If anybody out there knows how to, you know, what the recipes are, but I can give you an idea of what they are. You know, these are signals that are sent, and they don't have to be terahertz frequencies. They don't have to be anything exotic. They can be from 1 gigahertz to 2.4, the stuff that, you know, cordless phones are running on. But it is the pattern. It's kind of like a Morse code. So you'll have a pulse for, you know, at this frequency for 10 seconds, followed by a pulse for 5 seconds, followed by 3 pulses at 1 second, something like that. This is how it is described in the patents that I've been reading. But they can dial in a disease or a death, like you're tuning in a radio station, and they can do it across a broad area. So this is the most dangerous aspect of this because it's so covert and it's so science fiction almost that hardly anybody believes it. But I can tell you that it is very well founded in science. You know, all the different allotropes of that graphene material can be generated spontaneously under the right EMF band. So they literally change their allotrope. They'll go from sheets to strings to cylinders to buckyballs. You know, it's like 8 different ones. And they will form up different things. And, you know, so Dr. Robert Young put out this very lengthy report where he discovered all the undisclosed things that were in the vaccine formulas, things like parasites, things like heavy metals, stainless steel, titanium, you name it. The list is very long. I've identified 13 of the things that he found in his very sophisticated analysis of the vial contents. He did all of them. And 13 things that are parts of these formulas that when combined with the graphene oxide based make dangerous compounds you don't want in your body. And they could be doing any number of things. The other thing is this idea of microbubbles. A long time ago, maybe last September or something like that, when they were first starting to get independent labs looking through the microscope at vaccine vial contents, they were basically taking the leftovers and squirting it, and they were looking at it with all different kinds of instruments, finding all kinds of stuff in there, no doubt. But one of the things that was very perplexing to them looked like little CD-ROMs or something. They were black discs with the characteristic hexagonal, what looked like metal clips connecting them together, and they just kind of floated around. They looked like 45 records on a big poster surface, right? So nobody knew what these things were, which is surprising to me because, you know, all these people out there calling themselves microscopists, they're air bubbles. And they're not just air bubbles. They are micro bubbles, which will burst and release their contents, coming in contact with an EMF signal of a particular frequency, and they'll have their frequency. So what's in these things? I'm watching, you know, German microscopists that a lot of people haven't really heard of because they don't get a lot of play, but I've seen a lot of tapes of this where these things just go right into a cell, kind of like the story they're peddling about viruses. You know, I'm in the terrain theory camp. Viruses don't exist. You know, bacterium fungi exist, viruses don't. But what they have created here is a synthetic entity, biological entity, sort of, that behaves as a pathogen. There are no pathogenic viruses, but these are pathogenic. And these micro bubbles are poisons that they go right into a cell like firing an arrow. Like they're not even, like they don't even have a membrane. They just go right into them. They turn black under the microscope. They vanish. And that's it. So, you know, you have these things floating around inside of you. You just have to walk under the wrong piece of equipment at the right time of day when they want to cause a problem in an area. And if you're vaccinated, you're going to have one of these problems. And yeah. One of the problems that you've all heard about is that hemorrhagic fever, right? That Marburg thing. Mm-hmm. There's been like, what, 6 people in the history of the world since we've been alive that got Marburg. It's a hemorrhagic fever. You don't catch it. It's very unusual. But they can cause it simply by melting all your graphene oxide into graphene hydroxide and shredding it from the inside out on a nano scale. That's what they're hinting at. They're just giving it a name of something that people will confuse it with.
Yeah, it seems to me, the more we have these conversations, the more it becomes obvious that there are multiple agendas at play here. Okay, it's not just tracking and tracing every human being. It is trying to weaponize 5G and weaponize the vaccines and fine tune the way they want to weaponize them. And again, everybody who takes part in taking these things is a part of the experiment. And one thing I want to keep focusing on is the former chairman of the FCC, Tom Wheeler, who said, "We won't wait for the standards. It's far better to turn the innovators loose than wait for the safety studies and standards." He also said, "If it can be tracked, it will be tracked." He was talking about the internet of everything, the internet of things. I want to play a very startling clip for you guys. I posted this last night on my site, thephaser.com. Guys, I'm going to pause it there and come back to you. Earlier in that video, he shows how he can scan for chips. Now, the jump I'm making is that what he has found there are people who have been chipped by taking the vaccine. The other conclusion would be that he's just picking up all of these wireless networks that people have open on their phones as they fly by. I need to flush that out a little further. My impression was, though, is that he's able to track chipped people, just like Montef Slaoui, the former vaccine czar under Donald Trump, said would happen. He said that the tracking and tracing contracts had been awarded to Oracle and Google, his words. So this stuff is very, very real, and I think there are multiple agendas at play here. Hey, friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Just a quick word about our sponsor. You know inflation is killing your retirement. The real rate of inflation, it's close to 8%, and it won't let you keep up or make a profit. You really need a different approach. Precious metals, which, by the way, has gold nearing $2,000 an ounce again, not Robin Hood or stocks that can crash and leave you losing your money, an IRA or 401k with Noble Gold just may be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. Find out more at noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
Yeah, I mean, I have a problem with that clip. I think I know which one you're referring to, where the guy was on his cell phone and he had some kind of app and trains were going by, and first there was nobody, then there was a lot of people. And he went walking around quite a bit. I'm thinking he's probably just, picking up devices that people are carrying. I'm not familiar with the app. I don't know for sure. But what I can tell you about this, there is some truth to the BLE signal, the Bluetooth identifier that people are getting tagged with. And, you know, for a long time, the question was, well, you know, if I got my vaccine out of a bottle and you got your vaccine in a line behind me out of the same bottle, how can you have a unique Bluetooth identifier? That is not as big a problem as it sounds like. In fact, the actual answer to it is in my notes somewhere, but I read it. It's not very difficult to do. But what is a unique identifier to you is your actual genome. Okay, so that your particular DNA is yours and nobody else's. It's the thing that makes you you. And they can grab a piece of that, you know, specific sequence that, you know, is unique to yours. And that's how they construct that serial number. Okay, so so they are tracking and tracing with the inoculations. They're not tracking and tracing with people who are not inoculated. But there is, you know, another aspect of this that has to do with a project called, I think it's a CIA project called Echelon. Echelon Signet, you heard about this at all?
Yes, I've heard of Echelon.
Okay. All right. So there's not a lot you're going to find on this. It's mostly classified. There's just a couple of people. I had some of it cross my desk that probably shouldn't be out there. But what this does is it emits an inaudible frequency to amplify weak signals. It's called a stochastic resonance. It operates on a radar principle of background noise, reading background noise, and distinguishing your brain waves from background noise. Okay. So these devices are part of this Echelon system. They can actually receive electroencephalogram signals from you through your devices. And that is to whoever reads that stuff, whatever it is. You can call it reading your mind. I think that's kind of a stretch, but it is what your mind produces. And against a backdrop of very weak sort of white noise, they can distinguish you individually from everything around you. And as long as you have this tag, yeah, it's your ID. And nobody understands this stuff. I mean, this is a very technical stuff here. But and it's not my primary area, but I've gotten into a lot of areas way deeper than I should have before. Just this one's on the list coming up. But I do see how a lot of this stuff ties together. I can discern what is probable true from what is just so much more scary disinformation. So, you know, these devices, these are the worst things ever. I even notice in my personal life that, I have a hard time getting rid of it. It, everything asks for it, right? You know, your two-factor authentication, your whatever. I'm probably this summer just going to throw my phone in the Potomac, and everybody's going to have to hit me on a landline, and I'm going to see how life goes because I'm set up. I don't need anything on these things, and you know, it's just, it's nothing but evil.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, and we've all sort of tiptoed into this beast system by accepting these phones. Like, they couldn't have just rolled out a chip, right? We're not going to take a chip in our skin. Christians aren't anyway. We're not going to take the mark of the beast, but we walk around with these phones that essentially are kind of the same thing. We're on the same plantation for tracking and tracing and evidently radiating the hell out of us, if that La Quinta Columna clip is to be believed. And I think it's very plausible that what they showed in that video is actually happening. But it's shocking that it is happening, Todd.
I think they have experimental playgrounds, right? So you see these events popping up. There'll be, you know, the Travis, somebody, you remember the rapper guy down in Texas had that concert and all these people had some very strange experiences. Some people died. All right. I looked at an awful lot of those reports, and I think I understand what they were doing there. That is a test bed. When you have places that are set up with really excessive 5G level radiation, you're talking about hospitals. Hospitals are airports, right? There are places that are hot, and there are places that are not, right? Rural areas, you're not going to have anything like that. But, you know, in certain countries, there are certain things unique to that country that says to me anyway, as an outside observer, that we are testing an arm, a leg, and not a bolt to see how it works. And these things creep. You know, so if it pans out, you'll see it again closer to you or somewhere else. But every country's got a designated list of things that they are the proof of concept for. That's the way I look at a map.
Todd, you have the floor. I just want to ask, though, in a previous interview, you noted that trying to get rid of these 5G towers or prevent them from coming into your area was almost impossible because the powers that ought not be made it, I think you said, illegal for cities to say no?
Yes, that's exactly right. Made it illegal for members of the city council to vote against the implementation of the towers. That's right.
Okay. How does that work in a republic by and for the people?
What republic do you speak of?
Yeah, exactly. I know.
I'm with you. What republic?
I'm about ready to move to Mexico, you guys. Honestly, I've talked about this with my wife.
That would be a good thing. There's not much.
Yeah, my understanding is there's not much 5G in Mexico, though, my understanding is. Is that not true?
I understand.
No, that's true.
That is true.
Yeah. I was going to ask.
The only place.
I'm just curious, while we've got the expert opinions going, and I really appreciate it. Colonel Chambers and I were talking earlier today, and he was saying as he was driving along the highway that he can actually sense now the 5G signal. In light of what you were saying, John, it makes sense why he would. As Colonel Chambers has already had some experience with. Tell us what you discovered, Colonel.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack here. So we, just had another Sentinel event during the federal court case yesterday in Tampa. And I'll start at the beginning. When I was on the border last year, operating at the Rio Grande with different nefarious actors 400 meters from us for past 9 months for me, several of us had developed some neurologic deficits. And I'm going to be real careful what I say, as there could possibly be some sensitivities here on the case side of the house. But when we look at, we marry that up with the defense epidemiology database that we presented on the 24th of January to Senator Johnson, we found some incredible increases, especially with neurologic systems, 1,048% increase. And that marries up exactly with the VIR system, the civilian side database. Now the military side is objective 100%. If somebody goes into the military treatment facility, a provider puts in an ICD-10 code and says you've been seen for this, those numbers are accurate. The VIR system, there's some self-reporting, et cetera. They're arguing that it could be tainted. That only represents 1%, according to the Harvard study, of what we're actually seeing on the civilian side. Across the board, demyelinating diseases, which is what I have, on the defense medical epidemiologic side, is up 487% increase from January, when the shots came out for us last year, when I took mine, to today. As of October. We don't have the last 2 months. When we presented that on the 24th of January in a Senate hearing, but it wasn't really an official hearing, it was a roundtable discussion, the senator put the DOD on notice. Do not change the system or the numbers in the system. The system went down the next day for 48 hours. The numbers were then equaled out. So it actually shows there's a decrease of 6% right now in demyelinating diseases. But it doesn't explain the numbers of deaths. The DOJ yesterday in court said that the numbers of deaths nationwide is now officially, by the CDC data and FDA, attributable 9 deaths to vax injuries. 9. Okay. We've got thousands in the DOD. There were 9 yesterday at Fort Bragg. I spoke to a senior officer there, a medical officer, that's a friend of mine. There were 9 that were reported yesterday. I've had several on the border that have been to ICUs with neurologic disorders, to include bleeds, subarachnoid bleed, and 6 strokes. One gentleman still going through speech rehab. It's very real. The damage does not come from the virus. It's not the virus. The virus is nothing. It's the shots. It's a combination of shots. And I am convinced now, based upon what I know and when I'm around a 5G, and it's not, you know, I'm not some weirdo that says, oh, I got a, you know, a tinfoil hat guy. Like, I wouldn't have believed this a year ago. But I do know about weapons of mass destruction, biological warfare as a special operator. That's one of our specialties. So going in a little deeper, digging in last month in Washington, D.C., the Director of National Intelligence, and I think we talked about this last time, put out a memo on 1 February, redacted pretty heavily, but enough to read. The IC, Intelligence Committee, came out with a name. They call it anomalous health incidents. They're admitting to it. They understand that it happened. We've had Secret Service teams hit. We've had Green Berets hit in the Pacific Rim. I can give you that level of non-OPSEC material. These are concerns. What now on the medical side, what are we seeing we heard John talk about the graphene. Kidney stones are coming out now with an appearance of, if you can imagine, like a benzene ring, okay, flat 2D. Take two benzene rings and put them together. They're kind of a six-side hexagonal, and flatten it out. These are the type of stones we're seeing. We're not seeing the calcium oxalate stones that we saw before. They're kind of jagged. These are flattened, and these are susceptible to ultrasound. So I'm working on the treatment side, and I've got somebody I'd like to bring on later, if he will, that is actually working this with ultrasound to treat it, but don't want to go that rabbit hole. But that's what's happening. So yesterday, while I was in court, my phone was kept in a box outside, and my 4G, my 5G phone that I had put an app on it to knock it down to 4G, when I got back downstairs, it was scrambled. I just bought a new phone this morning. It wasn't working. All right, in that building, there's lots of EMF that are going through that building. I haven't tested it, but in that courthouse in Tampa, ringing, loud ringing, same thing. I asked a couple other operators that were in there, because it's the SEALs versus Lloyd Austin and the DOD, and a couple of them said, you know, that had been vaccinated or that had been damaged. Yeah, I'm hearing the ringing too. We left before the court proceedings were over. I started getting that brain fog feeling, etc. I'm not saying we were targeted in there, but there's definitely a lot of EMF in that building. And there's so much more. I mean, we can go on further.
If we back up just a minute here, did I hear you say, and I might have this wrong, that yesterday at Fort Bragg, there were 9 deaths?
Yesterday, 9 deaths were reported. Okay. And called yesterday after court, we found this. And they're all similar type patterns. I have to be careful what I say, because it was given directly to me from a physician that works at a high level special mission unit. But he's straight up with me. We went through the Q course together. So he's not going to, you know, piss on my leg and tell me a training. And basically, it's a fact that those are not attributable to natural causes of death between the ages of 28 and 32.
Yeah. And by the way, let's just be really clear about this. Colonel Chambers is a medical doctor, right? That's his training. It's not like he's just making this up. He's a special operator, special forces, Green Beret, and a medical doctor, right? So if you want a credible witness, he's the guy.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Go ahead.
I was just going to, you know, I was listening to everything you said there. Everything you brought up in the beginning, I can explain all of that. You know, the discrepancies in the VARIS system, what's in there. I mean, I've personally read 20,000 VARIS vaccine injury reports. I did that for book research. At the time, I read all of them, and then they just kept multiplying. But there's a fella who puts out a lot of videos on BitChute, and there's also Jessica Rose. This guy, I'm trying to think of his name. Welcome the Eagle 88, I guess, is his moniker. He is, you know, brilliant database guy. And right from the beginning, like, he has all the information. He's showing how they hide the information. He's proved that they delete information, that they have an enormous backlog they're not showing you. This is all, you know, theater. But I can tell you that the VARIS system is not a sham. That is very useful information. And there's nobody out there that is going through that process that takes, you know, a half an hour and is very arduous and tedious and putting in fake vaccine reports. If anything, the real ones are being removed that are, you know, most damaging to the to the image. But there's a lot of useful information that can come out of that. And as far as, you know, this ringing in your ears and this EMF soup you're experiencing, these people all around you are, by virtue of the vaccine content and what is feverishly growing in their neurology, is they are things in the Internet of Things, because they have biologically been altered in such a manner that the longer these processes, these genetic alterations, these processes, artificial nanostructures go on, long as there's like crystals growing in them, the longer that goes on, the more effective they are as biological repeaters in a biological mesh network. Communication system. They are repeaters. They extend the coverage of the physical equipment by bouncing the signals amongst themselves, just like you know, a standard electronic repeater would do. That's their function now, the vaccinated people. So yeah, this is wreaking havoc on their body, and it is building a entire neurological structure over the top of the one that they have, and that's what's causing all these neuropathies, because, you know, it's runaway inflammation. The fellow that one of the guys that gave testimony for Reiner Fomick bore this out, forensic pathologist doing autopsies. He's picking apart tissue samples from all these corpses that, you know, were vaccine deaths, and he's showing you how things are changing in the body. I suggest everybody go and look at that. You know, I keep a blog site that I actually spent an entire week summarizing every day of that thing. So there's a great summary on my website of it. But yeah, everybody's got to get a hell of a lot more educated about a lot more subject matter. This is a multidisciplinary problem. And if you're not multidisciplinary in your approach to solving it, you're just going to be spinning wheels. And they know that. They know that. They're using that. That's a tool here.
John, what is your website?
You're gonna laugh, but I used to have a little landscaping business, and I hide all my research on that. It's a great place. You know, I cut down on the censorship quite a bit, but it's estateartistry.com, and a tab on that website is a blog tab. So estateartistry.com/blog, and there's literally thousands of pages there. I've been well over 500 articles. I've been writing how this pandemic, scandemic thing has looked to me since March of 2020, prolifically. And it's just, it's a treasure trove. And it's, you know, there's no garbage on it. The farther back you go, the less I knew about one thing or another thing. But it's chronological from my perspective, and it's a history of all the work that I've done on this.
All right. Well, thanks for that. And I want to thank you for your time today. We don't have to say our goodbyes yet, Todd, if there's anything else you want to cover. But I guess my final question on this matter would be, as we continue this research, are we all starting to come to the conclusion that the answer is we have to get rid of these smartphones, number one? And is that enough? You don't take the vaccine. That's number one. You get rid of your smartphone. That's number two. Is that enough? Or do we also need to get rid of these 5G towers?
You know,
get rid of these towers.
Sorry, John, I was going to say those share something in common, and that is participation. So I think it was John said he wants to give up his phone and try life without him. Why don't we all try that and see what happens? It strikes me that this whole thing is being driven by a machine. We're being driven to through a cattle chute to an end. How about if we don't go down the cattle chute? You know, whether that's the war in Ukraine or the 5G phone in our pocket or taking the shots, how about if we just say no?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what your age is. I'm 54. I remember there being no cell phones. I remember there being no computers. Everything was fine, you know, a little more pencil lead, but there was nothing you couldn't figure out. And all this stuff has made a lot of spoiled brats out of people. Yeah, it's fantastic and amazing and very cool, but it's being taken in a totally new direction. 2G, 3G was, you know, some will say dangerous enough, but nobody cared. This, what they're doing, this is not for you getting a cool cell phone. This is for supporting the type of technological communications infrastructure that can carry enough data to, run back and forth with everybody's genomic sequence, trillions of bytes of information. That's what it's for, and tracking the history of you on the earth for as long as you've been here and everybody you knew and touched. It's AI data playground. We don't need all this stuff.
No, and I want to back you up. Not only do we not need it, life was better before all this crap. It was better. I've lived through those years as well. I remember when there were no cell phones. YouTube wasn't invented till 2006, I believe. There was no Facebook. There was no Twitter. There were no smartphones. There was no 5G. Life was better. And in fact, you know who got it right? You guys know who got it right? The Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski. Go read his manifesto.
He did. But so did the others.
Well, I think we have to, there's always going to be this element that we feel like we're butting up against, you're fuddy-duddy, you don't want to keep up with the times, that's it, you're too old, you're out. No, always keep in mind that the reality is being manufactured and spit out and presented as real with as many real aspects to it. They look real, these things look like walls and opinions and groups of people that form factions and have opinions and have power in society. They don't. They are a bunch of, morons in some room trolling to create the appearance of a movement. Nothing that you're getting through mass media is real. And that includes, the victories and the failures of whoever we're calling the enemy here. You have to abandon a lot of this stuff, as I have, to see that, I think. And if you don't, you kind of come off a little fringe. I get that. But, there's nothing virtual that has any substance. You look out your window when you want to tell if it's raining. You don't check your cell phone.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you look at these concerts, these young people going to these concerts and they all have their phones. They're watching the concert through their phone as they videotape the concert instead of actually enjoying the event that they're participating
in. It's mesmerized.
Madness.
It's mesmerized.
All right. Well, it's the internet of everything. And this is Tom Wheeler's wet dream. And it's just anti-human. The whole thing is just part of the beast system and anti-human. That's my thought. Any final words from any of you guys?
I don't know if I should say this, but those towers are very easy to bring down. And a lot of people have discovered this. And that's happening quite a bit more than I think people realize, because that is a big, big deal to the powers that it should not be. They don't want anybody to, take that up as a fad or a TikTok challenge or anything like that, but they're coming down all over the place. I don't want to say something inflammatory or dangerous and encourage anybody to go remove one, but literally you can do it for $5. It's not hard to totally destroy them. And if we destroy enough of them, that takes a big leg out of their stool.
I would like to understand that. What, $5 to buy what to take them out? I'm just curious. I'm not asking anybody to
I can take one out with a gallon of gas and a match. As soon as you melt the insulation on any one of those wires, it will short and go up like a torch. You don't have to cut them down. You just have to melt the insulation on the wiring, and they just short out and go up like a spectacular Christmas tree.
Before you move on for that, again, I'm sorry, Sean. I know you're probably hurt. You have this. You said earlier, John, 300,000 volts are going into each one of those towers. What would you possibly do with that kind of energy?
it's staggering. I mean, these things, I don't have words for it. I mean,
let me say by comparison. I remember
they're so powerful.
Sorry?
They are so powerful. You can broadcast to the earth at 2 kilowatts. You don't need that for anything except mass destruction. It is a WMD, these things.
By themselves.
Yeah, somebody's got to switch. I mean, if you're, go out and buy, $200-$300 EMF meter that tells you a few different things and walk around with it, drive around with it in your car, and you're going to see some pretty amazing things. I found a Canon printer under my mother's desk that was putting out so much energy. I'm surprised she didn't get a sunburn on her legs. All right. It pinned the dial to the end and stayed there. And it wasn't even doing anything. I threw it out. People complain about smart meters. Hey, there's a Canon printer brand out there, boy. You don't want this thing in your house, man. It'll give you cancer.
Yeah, Todd, I think the figure, it was 300,000 watts max per cable times 10 cables. So, yeah,
well,
the question is...
If 10, 20 cables,
right,
yeah.
You don't know.
I mean,
right.
The tower cables have a rating on them. That is a solid copper wire able to carry a maximum capacity of it's a rating, you know, it's electrical rating. So 300,000 watt max, each cable, and they might have 10, 20, 30, 40 of these cables. Every one of those cables goes to one of these, you know, rectangular emitters up at the top. Okay. So, 10 cables, that's 3 megawatts of power. You know, your FM station you listen to on your commute doesn't have that much. They're kilowatt stations, radio stations, you know, your megawatt stations. Or towers, and these towers, you know, you can look, you know, you stand in one place, turn 360 degrees and look out and probably count 10 of them. Drive down to Virginia Beach and you can count 40 of them.
Who's paying the electricity? That's a lot of electricity.
Well, they're not all powered up. They're not all broadcasting at that level, but that's the level that they can carry. Okay. So, you know, there is total lawlessness with respect to any, you know, prudence or safety. Nobody has any idea how dangerous this stuff is because it's invisible. And it just makes your video games work and nobody cares, you know. But, you know, I would, Todd and I talked about this, you know, how do you make the public understand what's going on here? Well, you know, look up some of these experiments. There's a guy, there's a bunch of really crazy dudes in Russia. They're like teenagers that go around doing the wildest experiments, the most dangerous things, you know, and it's just fun to them. But, you know, they'll pull a magnetron out of a microwave oven and set up a little tree stump with 4 or 5 cell phones and maybe a handheld radio. And they will just turn it on for a second and all those things explode and fill up the frame. That's how powerful a 1,000-watt microwave magnetron is. That's what you can do with it, you know. And you're talking about 300,000 times that? And that's just one emitter? Good grief. You know, I mean, this is Hiroshima without the bomb. People have no idea, you know, just how capable these things are of roasting you in your own skin at somebody's whim. Somebody can do it. You know, it might be a mistake. Try that one on. You know, so, something goes wrong. What is Klaus Schwab talking about lately? The cyber polygon, the virus, the whatever. Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, he's got a lot of plans for us. But something happens that causes one of those things to freak out and you know, go into nuclear broadcast mode, and it's you can bait New York with 10 of them.
So when you say that, would that be, you know, an undefined area? Is it a being focused on somebody with a cell phone, or it just cooks everybody at the same time? How does that work?
Like I told you, you know, the stuff is the signal that's coming out of your here's when it got really impressive to me. There was a guy who was describing, you know, the danger of the non-ionizing radiation in a typical iPhone, right? And, you know, somebody asked him, and he was very good at explaining it all. Somebody asked him, well, you know, should I use a hands-free device? Oh, yes, absolutely. Don't hold this thing up to your head. Well, if it's dangerous, you know, how close, you know, how much distance should I generally keep between myself and this device? He said 25 miles, because he's not kidding. You know, one thousandth of the power of your microwave that you cook your TV dinner in, and not even a good microwave, will carry that signal from that phone to the nearest tower up to about 25 miles. All right. So that's 1 watt. But here's the thing, though. When a cell phone is performing functions, updating, how many apps you got on your phone? 25 different apps or something? I got almost none. It's whatever came with the phone. But, all those apps are talking back and forth, right? That's using some energy. The more apps, the more energy. Some apps, are power hogs and they do updates. And, whenever this phone is active, just, put your meter next to your phone when it's plugged in and charging, as opposed to when it's just not plugged in and sitting on the desk. It's night and day. You don't want this thing to be next to you when it's charging, because it is hogging all that power and it is broadcasting continually. And so is your Wi-Fi router in your house and anything else you got around you. The smart meters that the power companies are putting on, that's another part of the grid here. Don't get me started on that. They came and put one on my house when I wasn't looking, and I was livid about it, still fighting them. But I went right out there and put a steel casing around the whole thing. I don't like this stuff because I know what it can do. But there are just as many crafty ways to block and shield this stuff that they're not doing. Really easy things. So why isn't that happening? Well, it's because the purpose of this is to really be abusive. I can think of so many abusive things that can grow out of this. You're not getting, Captain Kirk's version of the communicator just because they're building all this stuff. These are the invisible walls of your prison here, and it is going to be instant shock therapy if you step off the yellow line when you're supposed to be going somewhere. That's what it's for. And you'll never even know it. You'll never even know it. It's brilliant. I'm very impressed with what they've built here. It's just sinister, but it's got to go. It's got to go.
It does have to go. And I want to say one last word. I've got very committed, wonderful people, smart people that listen to this program, and I want you all to be safe and not go to prison. As it pertains to what was previously said here in this interview and taking these towers down, I just want you all to know they will put you in prison for 10 years if you're caught vandalizing these towers. Now, I will not shed a tear when the movement comes and people in mass take these towers down. Think Black Lives Matter and Antifa, tearing down cities, and nobody went to jail for that. Again, I just want to stress, the powers that ought not be will put you in prison for 10 years if you get caught vandalizing these towers. So therein lies the rub, Todd. We got to try to do this legally and lawfully, but how in the hell do you do that in a country where we have no justice?
This is what I'm saying.
I'm already in prison.
You can't be thrown in jail for opting out. You're just not taking an action. The law always talks about prohibiting this action or not that action. What it doesn't say is what you can do. So let's take that in reverse. And that's what I'm saying. I think if people will follow the Amish example, maybe it does go back to the horse and carriage. I don't know, but it's time to put all this aside.
Yeah.
If we're going to survive this, that's what it's going to take.
Yeah, I almost mentioned the Amish too when I mentioned Ted Kaczynski. I said, who else got it right? Yeah, the Amish. I've said that before. Yeah, they don't vaccinate their kids either. And so the rate of autism is 1 in 10,000, just like it used to be in this country. So
it was 1 in 100,000 in 1969.
Yeah.
Autism was 1 in 100,000 in 1969. The doctor will tell you, but my recollection is right now it's 1 in 39.
Well, this has been a long and meandering conversation, but I think the evidence and information shared here is super important, and we'll continue to cover this because right now I think the mRNA injections and the 5G towers and the smartphones are all inextricably connected. I think that's what we've discovered here, and that's why we need to keep exploring this issue, warning the people, and trying to find a remedy to this incredibly devious anti-human plot.
Beautiful.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. So one more time, John, your website is what?
Estate, like real estate, estateartistry.com/blog. That's the archive. And I've got I've written two books. One of them was an international bestseller for all of 3 months before Amazon banned it. And then the second one, both of them I've just been given away. You can have free copies if you just send me an email. But one's a vaccine injury handbook, and the other one tells you why vaccines can't possibly work. And we've known that for 100 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, vaccines. It's just another Rockefeller bioweapon. All right. And our friend, Dr. Pete Chambers, you want to call out your socials or anything?
No, I'm good on that because my phone is new and I can't get on them anyway, and I don't care anymore. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you two things. Number one, national security. Number two, personal protective equipment. Number one, national security. 1.4 million soldiers out there, sailors and Marines, are in the crosshairs. That's on active duty. We've got another million in Guard and Reserve. There are 500,000 people right now whose lives are on the line with these court cases. They're going to go up to 11th Circuit Court after this. If we get a class action, we can put a stay on this thing. What's going to happen is it's going to go to the Supreme Court. What's going to happen there? We got to have a class. Otherwise, we don't go to the Supreme Court with that emphasis that there's that many people. Otherwise, it's just 30-something SEALs, and not to belittle that, but a class is a lot more. Number two, remember this. Mylar is your friend. Personal protective equipment. I'm going to – this white hat right here, I'm going to have some Mylar in it pretty soon.
Beautiful.
All right. And Todd, do you want to call out your website or anything?
Yeah, you know, I find myself doing most of the work these days in conjunction with truthforhealthfoundation.org, truthforhealth.org. If anybody wants to support, that'd be a really good place to do that because they fund a lot of the legal work that we're doing.
Okay. All right. Very good. Friends, I really do appreciate y'all tuning in. A special thank you to John Lukacs, Todd Callender. Of course, I think we lost Nick Winters. Thanks, Nick. And Dr. Pete Chambers. Gentlemen, until next time, God bless.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks so much for tuning in, friends. For real news 24/7, visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
One of the goals of the whole operation of COVID was to install this 5G infrastructure. I know this because I spoke to someone on the crew for Verizon doing the install, that they had round-the-clock teams. They brought in people from other states to where they were doing the install. They were running 24 hours a day installing, and they had a backup team on call in case someone, you know, fell ill from COVID. You know, this was like a military operation.